lists. In my youth, my father would sit at the dining room table writing lists over 1,000 yellow legal pads. My youth, well, by my youth, I mean from my first manic memory into the final family implosion. I watched him grow old, tallying, indexing, itemizing, smoke eternally bellowing from verted ashtray to mouth and heavy breathing nose, a constant flow of whiskey and coke, an impossible melange of dictation and barroom brawl. His face, a jaundiced topographical map, changing as the front lines fell to either side. Hour after hour, he would scribble there. As I would try to sleep, I would hear the incessant chewing of tent caterpillars coming from his pen. He was an obsessive-compulsive oracle with too many hands on his wristwatch, a goddamn deranged Santa Claus checking his list over and over and over and over. I never bothered to look at what he was writing. Maybe it was fear, or apathy, or fear of apathy. Honesty in the right hand would have told me the truth, but my eyes would have murdered my mind. But since I was taught to hold honesty white-knuckled in my left, I could drift in reverie. I could dream that he was planning to burn me with that cigarette later on that evening, planning to throw my sister through another wall, planning to taunt and ridicule my brother until he opened up the gas main and danced like a salamander, or planning 1,000 other craven ecstasies. It takes a mind to plan, or rather, a human mind. A monster has no need to plan. His lists are something to fill the awkward, soft silences between fleshy temptations, at least until he drinks himself to death. Now I sit here at my dining room table over a yellow legal pad, scribbling for hours and hours, writing my lists to fill the awkward, soft silences, hoping that a monster cannot write a poem.